wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Peace with God in life, in death. Were a bag of money offered to you, would you not rush madly to get it? But money can only buy things of temporary value. In my message, I now bring to you something that can be yours now in this life and in the hour of death, and you can take it with you into eternity too. Yours now and yours forever. I want to speak to you about peace with God, and here's my Bible text. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The preceding verses explain how this can be, saying, Jesus our Lord was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. When God speaks of man being at peace with him, he speaks about our Lord Jesus Christ and his cross and his resurrection, and about man's repentance and man's faith. Five great essentials. The first three Christ did. He came, he died, he arose. His person, his work, and his victory. The last two man must do. We must repent before God, and we must put our entire faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This means no Christ, no peace. No cross, no peace. No resurrection, no peace. And no repentance, no peace. And no faith on our part means no peace for you, my neighbor, and for me. You may ask, what is this peace with God? I will first tell you what it is not. It is not a thought of the mind. Some have a mental idea which they worship. Others have in their mind their philosophy of religion, while others are satisfied with themselves because they think they are all right. But peace with God is not a thought of the mind. It is a reality in the heart. Second, it is not a claim we make. Some preachers say, it's your privilege, you just claim it. And people make all kinds of worthless claims. They are like a person claiming to be rich while he is destitute, or one claiming to be healed while he's still dangerously sick. Man still makes his boastful claims, but they are worthless. But God deals with realities. Peace with God is not a pretentious claim, but a blessed reality. Third, it is not a religious feeling. Such is only a false peace, as the Bible says. They have healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Religious ceremonies, ordinances, and rituals may give you a pious feeling, and for a time you try to convince yourself that you're okay, but that's only a false peace. Pious feelings are but the devil's counterfeit peace. Beware of it, neighbor, I warn you. Some of you may resent this and say, preacher, you have your religion and I have mine. In great plainness of speech, I must answer. Now hear me good. I wouldn't give 2 cents for any religion that could not give me real peace with God. A religion that leaves you in a fear and dread at meeting God is only a sham and a racket. Those whose religion is a lot of Christless ceremonies in which they try in vain to find peace, they're afraid to read the Bible. It would send their counterfeit peace all up in smoke. Imagine them reading the words of our Lord Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Or his words, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. They just couldn't stand such truth. And so they don't read the Bible. They won't hear the gospel preached or even talk with a real Christian. They know they haven't that real peace with God. So the devil feathers their religious nest, and he tells them, you go to church, you've been baptized, and you pay your church dues. You're a good person. Oh, the tragedy of the millions who are so religiously deceived by the devil. Every honest soul who tries to gain acceptance with God by his church rituals, ordinances, and offerings, when faced with the question, if you right now were brought face to face with death and eternity, would you have peace? He must answer, no. Hearken then to our Bible verse. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may even become a church pastor, a rabbi, or a priest, and yet not have peace with God, for peace with God is only through our Lord Jesus Christ, as the Bible says. Now, what is this peace with God? First, it is not like the wind that comes and goes, for it is enjoyed in all circumstances, in dark days as well as bright days, on Mondays as much as on Sundays. Second, it is not like the waves of the sea that rise and fall. Peace with God never changes. It's always the same, no more and no less. Back in 1913, or 66 years ago, I came to the Lord Jesus Christ and I had peace with God. Today, after serving the Lord a half a century, I have that same peace with God, no more and no less. It remains the same. Third, peace with God is a certainty. As the verse says, we have peace. It is ours now, not after death, but now in facing death, just like the old man Simeon we read of in the Bible, who is about to die, and yet he said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And like Paul, who could face martyrdom and say, I am now ready to be offered. To die is gain. It is to depart and be with Christ. And as Stephen could face death by a mob stoning him and say, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Fourth, the best of all about this peace with God is when you can say, it is mine. I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's it, deep in the heart. The world cannot take it away, and death cannot scare it either. It's a real heart experience with God, and a real rest in your soul as your sins are all forgiven, peace in your heart, and you owe it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful Savior, and what a priceless possession. Hallelujah. But to some it seems incredible that a guilty sinner could have peace with a holy God. It would be impossible were it not for Christ and Calvary. Now, if you desire with all your heart to have this real peace with God, then tell God that you do. Then the first thing that must be faced is the fact of your sins. The verse says, our offenses. Christ pleased God in all his holy life, but how about your life? It has been repulsive, an offense to God, as God saw your selfishness, your unrighteousness, your ungodliness, your filthy sins, your covetousness, and yet with all your shameful history, your devilish pride. What an offense was all this to the living holy God. Do you plead guilty before God? Do you want to turn from your offenses to please God? Do you seek God's mercy? Such is real Bible repentance. This is what it takes if you will know real peace with God. Then, when you repent, your eyes will be opened to behold the Lamb of God, to see him hanging there on Calvary's cross, to see him delivered up for your offenses, and to hear him cry, "It is finished," as he gave himself in sacrifice for your sins, and his blood was shed for your cleansing, and then to see that God raised him from the dead, and he was raised for our justification. The verse says, through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through that living Lord and Savior God will justify. Who? The Bible answers, those who believe in Jesus. That takes me in, and I hope it now takes you in too. Then God becomes our loving Father, and Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit is our comforter and power to live for God. An evangelist was once approached by a young woman in soul distress over her sins, and she said, I need peace. I must have peace. The evangelist said, but God has no peace for you. She was frantic. Then he continued, God has Christ for you, and he is our peace, for he made peace by the blood of his cross. Receive him, and you will have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Neighbor, you may not have a bank account or own a home, but you can have this peace with God. You may not live in a mansion, but in a shack or a tent, or even lie down in a prison cell, but you can have this greatest of all blessings, peace with God. Wherever you are, whoever you may be, you, my neighbor, may now possess peace with your Maker and your Judge deep in your inner being, and you may forever enjoy this reality in the heart. Here is how it works. When you repent of your sins before God and you become desperately in earnest to get right with God, then the Holy Spirit will direct you to Jesus, your Savior. Through your tears of repentance, you will see Him as He suffered for your sins, bearing them every one on Calvary. And in His resurrection, you will see the proof of His all-sufficient sacrifice for you. Falling on your knees at the feet of Jesus, confess Him, saying, Lord Jesus, I thank Thee for doing all this for me. Thou art my Lord and my Savior. Then, right then, you will feel it. You will know it. What? The heavy load of your sin and guilt will all go, and your whole being will be filled with a sweet peace, God's peace, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't settle for less. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through His bondservant, David Brinkman.
Deep in my heart there's a gladness. Jesus has saved me from sin. Praise to His name, what a Savior, cleansing without and within. Why do I sing about Jesus? Why is He precious to me?